Proclamation number 2878, dated the September 11th, 1943. Knowledge of the Spirit's work in a person. Exceptional opportunity for God to reveal Himself. God can only reveal Himself in the Word to a few people, because most people have lost the knowledge of the Spirit's work in the human being and thus are not preparing themselves to hear the divine word within themselves. This is a process which first requires belief in the working of the Spirit, but this belief is lacking in people and they can only arrive at this knowledge through love. Because this will guide their thoughts in the right direction, and the person can also mentally be introduced to this knowledge. But he will never recognize this knowledge as the working of the Spirit and not be fully convinced of it himself. However, God's Spirit wants to express itself clearly and precisely. God wants to reveal himself to people, hence he will speak to them. He will convey his word to them, as soon as they believe in him, in his love, his wisdom and his omnipotence. Because then they will also want to enter into contact with God, they will start to dialogue with him and in response hear his voice within themselves. The strength of the Spirit will communicate itself to them, and a lucid understanding of the most diverse subjects will be the result. The information of the working of the Spirit in a person should be passed on to people, but it will rarely be believed, and yet, without belief it cannot be experienced. Only a person's profound love will result in this belief, since then the Spirit of God will work in him and give him the idea to listen inwardly. This is the beginning of a person's actual instruction and thus an introduction to the most profound knowledge. God can only express himself when a deeply devoted heart turns to him, but then he will impart his wisdom without limitation. Consequently, the working of the Spirit is of utmost importance because it is the only means to find the truth and to penetrate into divine wisdom's deepest profundity. Hence it is the only means of receiving information which could never be acquired rationally, which will provide the person with remarkable insight and knowledge relating to God and the human being, to creation and the spiritual kingdom. Profound understanding is only possible where the Spirit of God is able to work, and yet, the working of the Spirit solely depends on a person's will, because this is to become active first, it is to accomplish the human being's inner change, which is a prerequisite for the working of the Spirit in a person. The human being's will has to decide to improve his soul, it is to impel actions of love, it is to establish the innermost contact with God, and inwardly it is to listen attentively in order to hear his word, which is then given to him by the voice of the Spirit. But most people fail to listen inwardly, even if they comply with all other conditions, because they lack the information that God himself is working in the devout human being. This knowledge was lost, and it is difficult to persuade them to put the rule to the test, to comply with all conditions and then to listen carefully. For this reason the divine word is hardly ever transmitted to earth in the most natural way, by God speaking to people, by submitting all wisdom to them himself and by instructing them like a teacher instructs his students. But as soon as a human being is doing everything to perceive the working of the Spirit, as soon as he makes himself available for reception by consciously listening within himself, profound knowledge will be made accessible to him. Because this knowledge is intended for the benefit of his fellow human beings, he is meant to pass it on, he is supposed to support it, he is meant to become the mediator between God and the people, who cannot be addressed by him himself because they are unable to hear him. He should become the distributor of truth on earth, he should let his light shine everywhere and make God's love known to people, which is ascending to earth in the word and offering the truth, because the lies, which are endangering souls, shall be removed. He is to bear witness to his wisdom by describing to people God's reign and action in creation and a spiritual kingdom, and he should proclaim his omnipotence, which achieves whatever is determined by God's will. He should present God to people as the most perfect being in order to arouse their love for him and to spurn their will to subordinate themselves to this being, to love and be of service to it for all eternity. Amen.